The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Was sensitive information taken after a ransomware cyber attack on the Office of the Ombudsman? Systems have now been taken offline while they investigate what's described as a financially motivated attack. And I'm joined in studio by the Ombudsman, Ger Deering. Ger, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
When did it happen?
It happened last Thursday, Pat, was when we identified the first evidence of intrusion.
And how did you find it?
Well, the first thing happened was we weren't able to access our system on that morning. So immediately we started to investigate. We realised very quickly that something had serious had happened. We engaged with the National Cyber Security Centre. And I have to say, we're very fortunate as a country, indeed, and we were very fortunate as an organisation that we got the immediate assistance of experts.
So you were locked out?
We were locked out of our own system.
Is it similar to the HSE, where they locked everyone out of there?
Yeah, I can't claim to be an expert or know exactly what happened in the HSE, but we couldn't access some of our systems on the morning.
Okay. Now, people will think, surely in an office like yours, you have firewalls.
Indeed we have, Pat. And again, as I say, while I'm not an expert, I know that we worked hard to protect our systems, but apparently we came under a sustained attack, and I hear terms like brute force attack being used. I don't, again, know the actual technology, but the problem is, and I think this is a lesson for an awful lot of organisations, we have to be 100% secure 100% of the time. These individuals only have to get one opportunity and, you know.
So, I mean, I'm sure you have protocols where people don't bring their laptops home and all that sort of thing, because if they're using their laptops to access your system, those are points of vulnerability.
Well, we're only accessing our system on our own, on devices belong to the organisation. So we have a whole, as you say, we have a range of protocols in place to protect against this kind of thing.
But, you know, if someone's bringing that laptop home, you just don't know what they're at.
Well, again, the laptops that we have, and they can only be used for our purposes and on our system, and no other devices can access our system.
So you know, therefore, there was an attack. Has there been a demand, because it's been described as financially motivated?
Well, this is an illegal and criminal attack on our system, Pat, and we've informed the Gardaí, and I'm sure you'll appreciate it. There's very little I can say. I don't want to compromise an investigation by the Gardaí, but the nature of it is to try and extort.
Because, you know, we are familiar with the threat from Russia, you know, that they may hack any system. And the Chinese, we covered a story recently where in the United States, in a small town, they'd already implanted the ability in the water system, the local water treatment plant, to actually contaminate that. So
it's quite scary what these people can do.
Okay. Now, information. Whose information is on your system? I mean, it's not just your own business.
Correct. We would have a broad range of information. Much of it would be sensitive. Information belong to a whole range of people who have come directly to us, or indeed from other bodies. And that's why this is so important. And we want to be able to assure people, and at this stage we can assure people, following a very intensive forensic examination of our system, that there is no evidence of data having been taken from our system.
Now, just to give us the spectrum of what kind of information that is on your system, from other offices, in other words, besides your own.
I'm the data protection, I'm the information commissioner, and in that capacity we would get files from public bodies of maybe material that they didn't want to release, or didn't need to release, or felt they didn't have to release. We would examine that. Now, very often that information is then returned to the public body, but that's the kind of thing that we could have.
I mean, you deal with protected disclosures, for
example. We do indeed, yes, yeah. And again, there's no evidence that, and that's a very important point, because protecting the identity of a protected disclosure is paramount and is of extreme importance. Again, no evidence that any of that has been accessed.
Now, I suppose the concern people might have is that these guys, because maybe people copy and paste themselves at home with their computer, and they think, I can copy that and there's no trace that I've copied it. But there is, in fact.
Oh, there is. There's anything that's done on a system such as ours, or indeed any system, leaves a footprint. And I have to say, I am quite impressed at the extent to which the forensic people in the National Cyber Security Centre can actually get into the system and see exactly what happened.
Are you back online?
A lot of our services are back online. By tomorrow, we'll have all of our services back online.
So you managed to get back in, even though these hackers had locked you out?
Yeah, well, what happened was they locked us out of part of it, but we were able to get into the system and then secure that system. They weren't in it at that stage, and we have locked them out, and we're absolutely certain. we have taken an abundance of caution, Pat, as you can imagine, in only bringing services back step by step as we could be sure that they were safe and as we could be sure that it was the right thing to do. And that's why it has taken time to get there. But I have to pay tribute to our staff. You can imagine the blow this was to all of our staff. It was devastating. But what I have seen in the staff and how they've risen to the challenge, we have been a 24/7 operation since this has happened, and people are really determined to provide the service. I might just say the main impact, I'm afraid, of this is going to be that our processes will be slower. We pride ourselves, for example, in the Ombudsman's office, that we close and deal with 80% of complaints within 3 months.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's going to slip now. So what we're really asking of the public is to bear with us. There is no need for people to contact us at this point in time, because we will be making contact over time. But unfortunately, we will need, and I apologise for this to people, we will need time, and it is going to take time for us to actually work through the
complaints. Now, for people who are contemplating making a complaint to the Ombudsman, can they still do that?
They can do that from tomorrow. Online complaint form will be back up and running from tomorrow. All of the other offices have all of their forms up at this stage. The real impact is going to be that, you know, it will take longer to deal with the complaints that we receive at this stage.
And if someone has already lodged a complaint, perhaps a while ago or perhaps recently, they might feel, I need to lodge again to be sure. Do they?
There's no need to do that, but some people will have email addresses from us, they'll have been in communication with us by email. Our email is safe and secure. We're absolutely satisfied with that. So the best way, if they want to contact us, would be to just respond to an email that they have from us.
So the question is, what more can you do? I mean, if these guys with this brute force attack got in, can another brute force attack break down whatever extra precautions you now take?
Nobody, I'm afraid, can ever say with 100% certainty that this can't happen to them or won't happen to them. But as you can imagine, we're using all the expertise that's available to us, and there is very considerable expertise available to us. We have the top cyber people in from a security point of view, and we will be taking every piece of advice from them and implementing it. I really need to try to reassure people protecting their data is paramount for us. And this has been quite a shock to the system and to us. And
of course,
we'll be taking every step to secure.
You've gone to the Data Protection Commissioner, you've gone to the Garda Síochána Corner. Now, the question is, the attacks can come from anywhere. Do you know yet whether it's extraterritorial or whether it's local? Because if you find it's local, you can charge people and bring them to the courts and so on. You can find them. If it's somewhere in Mongolia,
again, because there's a criminal investigation, Pat, I can't say much about that at this stage.
So you can't confirm whether it's local or
I can't,
from far away.
No.
All right. Anyway, Ger, thank you very much for joining us in studio. That's the Ombudsman, Ger Deering. And as I say, from tomorrow, you can resubmit or you can submit new complaints, and any existing complaint will be dealt with, although slightly slower than before. Ger, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.